When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Indeed, right on Main Street, Harbor View Eye Care. Dr. Degema, how are you this morning? Good to have you here. Last time that you were in, I asked you, do boys still make passes at girls that wear glasses? And you said yes.
Oh, yeah. Glasses are in style.
They sure are, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's really amazing to me, too, the younger generation, little kids, they look so hip in their little glasses these days. It's like an accessory or something.
I know. Kids in glasses are just the cutest.
I'm telling you, I do need an eye exam. And it's interesting. Once you start to wear those readers, there's no going back.
Well, then you realize how clear things can be and how much you were missing out on.
Oh, my goodness. Harborview Eye Care. How long have you been over there?
So I've been over there. Well, I was there as a child when I was a patient there.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you include that, a very long time. But as an optometrist for 2 years.
For 2 years. Okay. So you see patients and then you provide them with contact lenses and glasses and things like that, and anything you need to refer out, you're able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a great – I'm looking at your frames right now. You have a great selection of frames. What is the hottest style right now? Is big still in?
Rounder is definitely in, but it's getting smaller again. Like kind of the trend that it's going towards.
No, like the 90s. Don't say that.
I mean, just a little bit.
Really?
See it, especially with the sunglasses. Like, it's getting a little smaller again.
Okay. And so you have glasses for different types of faces. There's the square face, there's an oval face, oblong face, round face, heart-shaped face, base down triangle face, diamond face. And so you're able to find glasses that fit the right face.
Oh, yeah. Brian's our optician, and he's like so good.
Is he good at it?
Yes.
To find something that's going to fit somebody and it's going to be the right fit. How are people still wearing people? I mean, I see people with glasses on all the time, and I know you can buy them in stores and things like that. But as far as readers are concerned, you really should have an eye exam.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend an eye exam. But there's some people who just readers are fine for versus just prescription glasses.
Yeah.
But it's still good to have an eye exam just to check the health of the eye.
Well, that's true. And what are some of the things that can go wrong with your eyes?
There's so many, unfortunately.
There's glaucoma.
Yes. And sometimes you can have pretty advanced glaucoma, but still see 20/20 straight ahead.
Oh, really?
Because you lose your peripheral vision with glaucoma.
Okay, so right.
It is good just to get an eye exam.
So I'm someone who, my partner, James, he is legally blind. And he lost his license when he was in his late 50s, and he's not able to drive. He can see, but he has to study faces and things like that. But it's really interesting when he talks about shadows. And, you know, we take our eyesight for granted. I feel like we do. And being with him as long as I have been, I now see how, you know, we'll go to a restaurant and they'll say the menu's on your phone. Well, he can't read a menu on a phone. He needs a menu. You know, little things like that when it comes to eye diseases and things like that. Have contact lenses evolved too?
They have.
Yeah.
And, one of the ways they've improved a lot is the multifocal contacts.
Because what's that?
That's when you need a different prescription for distance and far away. So, like, you have to wear bifocals.
Oh, okay.
So that used to be really hard to do in a contact because with glasses, you look through the top or you look through the bottom to get those different prescriptions. But contacts, you know, only have one place to look through.
Okay.
So then multifocal contacts are the you know, solution in some cases for that. But they were not great when they first came out, and they're constantly improving.
That's good to hear, though. That's really good to hear that things are constantly improving in the eye care industry, for sure. I know the last time that we talked, it was summertime, and you know, you guys get really busy. You have people that will walk in during the Coast Guard Festival and say, hey, can you fix this? Or something, you sell sunglasses, sunglasses?
We've had some interesting eye injuries. Poor gentleman who was camping at the state park in a tent pole hit him in the eye.
No.
You know, you have all that pressure. You're trying to, like, get the tent pole in the right spot, and it just, like, flung back.
Ooh.
And, oh, I felt so bad. And then fish hook in the eye. Just all sorts of bizarre injuries Isn't from out something? Of towners.
It what are your something. Hours at Harborview Eye Care?
So most days it's like an 8 to 5.
Okay.
Today, like Thursdays, we're open till 6.
Okay.
Fridays we close a little early at 4, mm-hmm. but generally an 8 to 5.
Special. And it's a Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have a doctor there every day.
Okay.
There's no doctor on Mondays or Wednesdays.
Okay. What do you love about your job over there?
Oh, I like seeing people, honestly.
You're a people person,
yeah,
aren't you?
I am a people person. I like seeing, you know, just the same people, families mm-hmm. come in. And I mean, eyes are eyes, but everybody's are different, honestly.
That's a fact. Isn't so, that the truth?
Yes.
What happens at a certain point in your life when it's really hard to see at night?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Why? I don't know what it is. The older I get, it's really hard.
I know.
And those high beams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, humans don't have great night vision anyway, which okay. I'll say anyway. And then most people like 60 plus start to get some cataracts, and that definitely affects night vision. And then also the headlights are different these days.
I see.
They just are.
Yeah.
I mean, the halogen lights are very different. Yeah. It's, yeah, a struggle.
I know that kids are tested in school. When is a good time to bring a child in? If you know, what would be some of the signs that parents would see if a child has eye problems? Because they're little, sometimes they can't. They're not even talking yet, and they may have an eye problem.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's spring break. And so
right.
I'm thinking about that too.
Exactly.
With, you know, kids being, some are gone, but a
sure.
lot are still around
mm-hmm.
and have some free time. But yeah, I usually say a full eye exam around 6 or definitely before starting school because
okay.
there are so many learning problems that are actually undiagnosed vision problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't want to read and you think that they just hate reading, but really it's that they can't see the page or maybe they have visual dyslexia or, you know, some other problem
okay.
that's going on. Or another one is you think they see fine, but really they only have one eye that works and you don't
wow.
realize it because they're walking around functioning
right.
fine. But the younger you can find these things, the earlier you can treat them, the better possible outcome. So yeah, definitely around 6. But before then, if you see any issues like eye muscle problems,
mm-hmm.
wandering eyes, usually they'll do a screening at a pediatric just, you know, wellness check.
Sure, sure.
And kids who are really resistant to cooperating at the screening is actually a really high likelihood that they have an eye problem. Like sometimes parents think, oh, they just didn't want to cooperate, didn't want to read the chart, but they didn't want to do that because it was really hard for them. And
I get it.
They have
okay.
an eye problem.
Okay,
so.
Good to know. Good mm-hmm. to know. How important is Grand Haven Main Street to your business?
You know, it's just such a good community to be in. We love, you know, seeing the other business owners in as customers or patients.
Mm-hmm.
We love, well, they closed down the first block.
Yeah.
And so we have some interesting people watching out the front of the business every year.
I love it. You sure do.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
It's just a good community to be part of.
That's good to hear. It's so nice to see you again. And congratulations on a new baby. 6 months old now, though?
Yep, 6 months now.
That's something. It just goes by so fast, I tell you. I appreciate you getting up early and being here. My day's almost half over. That's the beauty of getting up at 3 something in the morning. So
no kidding.
Yeah. Dr. Adikam up with the Harborview Eye Care. Thank you for being here. And it's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, down.